Welcome to the new IT. Here we are in the house, the new IT. It's been a while. Brett?
Where's this? I have no idea. Who is this Brett guy?
Brett, is he another podcast my imaginary host?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Brad in the house today. What's going on? What are we talking about today? I think we're doing something different. We're talking about something different. We don't have a guest today. It's just you and me kind of hanging out. We've got some opinions today about some things, of course, in
absolutely
the tech world.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, you know, I mean, we would have loved to have had a guest on the show, but unfortunately, they had to back out.
The company was having layoffs, and they got laid off. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Their legal department didn't like, for some reason, the questions we asked, they didn't really like, so... Long story
what makes your technology so cool? Oh, right. We can't tell anybody.
Right. That's proprietary information. Yeah, we can't touch upon that.
Why are you innovative? Holy, whoa, back off,
right?
Man.
Exactly.
Back off.
What do you do, though?
That's interesting. Hey, it was cool feedback, actually. It's interesting stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it definitely taught us that maybe we need to revise our questions and maybe be more generic. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how much more generic
happy
we can get, but yeah.
Yeah, true. I don't, you can't, like always, you can't make everybody happy. But we've got some stuff to talk about today.
Absolutely.
You and me.
Yes.
What are we talking about today? What's happening?
We're going to talk layoffs and what does it mean? What does it mean for the industry? Are there really layoffs? Is it a thing? Is it something?
Is it
where's
coming?
It going?
Is there more happening? I mean, I know there is talk out there. There are companies that are starting to worry about recession stuff and downsizing. I mean, that is kind of the rumor out there, right? Is that what you're hearing?
I mean, essentially, that's what we're getting at. So right now, I mean, so I'm part of a group called TechServe Alliance, and it's for companies that that are in the IT industry that focus on staffing and recruiting. And according to them, and according to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, they said that in Q2 of this year, unemployment rate for the IT industry specifically was at 2.2%.
2.2.
So that's lower than the national average.
Yeah, that's not a horrible thing.
No, I mean, that's nothing. So
as a crazy people can't get a job.
Yeah. So, I mean, to dive a little bit more deeper into that, if you're doing like programming, like a software engineer, that unemployment rate's at 1.5.
1.5.
1.5.
Holy.
If you're doing web development, you're looking at a 2.2%. So it's really in our industry, it's there, but it's not really there.
So
if that makes sense.
It's not. But the wind that's blowing around, do you think this stability is going to still be here? Or do you think there's going to be some little bits of storm blowing? What do you think? Just from what you're hearing from companies.
From what I see, I think that there will be a little bit of a change. I think what COVID did is everybody did mass layoffs at once, and it was like, oh crap, we don't know what to do. We don't know how much time this is going to take. We're going to lay everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened and we started to recover, you've seen this big uptick. And what I think has happened is that's kind of leveled off. Now, I still think that there's room for growth, but I think companies are going to be a little bit more choosy on who they decide to hire and what they decide to hire for.
So you think everything is kind of leveling off a little bit and we're trying to get back to some kind of a before COVID type of space? Or,
yeah.
I mean it'll
even
never be the same, right? But
yeah. I mean, even before COVID, I mean, you still had
these fluctuations.
Well, no, you still had growth, and you're still going to see growth in the IT industry.
Technology keeps moving.
What's kind of happened, and what COVID did is, with the Great Resignation, it allowed people to say, you know what, I really don't want this job anymore. I'm not passionate about this. I don't want to go there. So, because there was just this big push for people, companies were paying over salaries. They were paying more for their salaries.
Oh, yeah.
So what I think you're starting to see is those companies say,
backing off a little.
Wait a minute. Do we really need to be paying this much for this person? Or should we really be hiring? Or maybe we need to make sure that this person has this specific skill set.
Why do you think that is? Did they get cold feet, or they saw, we kind of went a little too quick giving exorbitant amounts of money for tech folks? Or what happened, do you think? They just
honestly
level off?
my personal opinion is that because of everything that's going on with the economy right now, I think that's driving companies to say, maybe we shouldn't be spending as much just in case things happen. So you're starting to see this, well, we're not really sure what we're going to do, but so
they might be worrying about the economy, exactly. and their business and maybe their growth.
Exactly. And maybe they need to shore up things
a little bit. And you think that's happening right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're starting to see it. You're not seeing it. You're starting to see it in the small to medium-sized businesses, more so on the small side, and you're starting to get there now. But I think over time, like your enterprise, they're really not going to be phased. That's just what they do. They have deep pockets. They're just going to continue to do what they do, and they're going to go about their business.
So I'm curious, what happened to the Great Resignation? I mean, we've talked about it before on the show that people were kind of quitting and leaving jobs and finding that. Do you think, oh, now people kind of, we need to get back to work. I'm tired of living with my parents. you know, do you think people are now like, okay, we got to work?
Well, in the I can only speak for the IT space.
That's where I'm talking, yeah. I guess.
I don't think we were ever really there. Hmm. On the IT side of things,
there wasn't people leaving in droves.
I mean, they're not in droves. People were leaving because they said, hey, you know what?
This
is my time to change. If my company is requiring me to come back in office, I'm used to being remote. Maybe I need to look at a different position.
Or they got laid off and they found, oh my gosh, as a consultant, yeah. I can make pretty good money.
Exactly. So yeah. I think it's still there, and I think it's going to always be there. But I think more people are looking at it now as like, okay, let me settle in for a couple of years. Let me continue down this path of what I'm doing, and then maybe I'll consider another change.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, it's interesting to see the changes happening. Expect, you know, the world itself and politics and stuff. All of the craziness still goes on, but tech still moves forward, and there's still tech jobs out there.
Yeah,
but. How do you keep yourself desirable? How does a tech person, a person that is in that industry, how do they keep themselves desirable in this space? Let's say there are layoffs and maybe there are some things coming down the road where even bigger companies are letting go. What would you tell folks to keep themselves desirable?
Yeah, I mean, lots of things. First and foremost, make sure that your resume is current. Make sure that it has on there exactly what you're doing in your job. You don't need a 15-page resume, but what you want to do is you want to have a couple sentences talking about what you're doing, and then maybe 3 to 5 accomplishments and bullet points of what you want. Do that for the past 5 to 10 years, and then list your skills. That's really all you need to put on your resume. Mm-hmm. Recruiters don't want to have to go through 15 pages of your resume, nor are they going to. And if they see that, sometimes they may be biased and say, yeah, no, I'm good.
So with that, I'm thinking what could a person be doing to keep themselves desirable in the company that they're you know, you just have to run faster than the other guy for the bear to get eaten.
Something like that.
Just
right?
A little bit better than the other guy, maybe yeah. They'll get laid off. No, I'm just
right.
I mean, I, unfortunately, that is kind of the beast.
The mentality. Yeah, no, I got you.
So is there something that a person could do to keep themselves valuable in the space, in the tech space?
I mean, I think you can do lots of things. I mean, you can you can take on more responsibility. You can take your...
Not bitch all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of us tech folks like to bitch.
You can be a good teammate. You can go above and beyond. You can keep your tech skills current. If you see something changing, or if you have a skill set that requires certification, take the test and get recertified or get certified. Make yourself valuable to the company, so that way you become somebody that's making money for the company as opposed to somebody that's taking money by having a salary and a wage.
Yeah, I've seen something in the past that I think is a big no-no in the industry, and a lot of tech folks think they're making themselves desirable by trying to be the only clog in the wheel, or, you know, they're so valuable
that they can't be,
that they can't be replaced, and so they don't give up, you know, they're not a team player because, hey, I know all the keys. I can't tell you how many times those guys I've seen them get laid off,
right.
And they've thought that I'm indispensable.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? We're tech guys. We'll figure your shit out.
Exactly. We will. Yeah.
Nobody is completely invalid. And I think that's just a big no-no in the industry. If you want to be desirable and be wanted, trying to protect yourself by being the only piece of a puzzle is exactly. a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make sure, like, it's kind of cliche to say, but you need to make sure that you're valuable to the company by proving your worth, and by proving your worth and knowing people and getting involved in different things and knowing more things, I think that's going to set you up for success in the long run to be there.
Yeah.
To understand, hey, you know what? I have the opportunity to be laid off or maybe take a 10% decrease in pay. That's something you have to make. But if you enjoy the company you're working at, maybe that's a small price to you pay in the beginning, and then maybe you get rewarded later on.
Well, and you think about it, if I'm willing to do a little more than the other person and I don't complain about it,
yeah.
who am I going to keep as a manager?
Exactly.
I'm going to keep the guy or girl that wants to do more and doesn't complain.
Exactly.
I've been in the industry a long time and seen a lot of layoffs and seen a lot of people get laid off. And most of those folks are whiners and complainers. And
right.
they just, the ones that are hard to get along with.
Yeah.
You know, we do a sweep of, you know, you need to get 15% of the company. But managers know the people that are, you know.
If you're bitching and complaining, I can guarantee that you're going to be one of the first to go.
Yes, yes. And if you're one of the first to start doing the rumor of the layoffs and stuff, oh, man, I used to freaking watch that. It's so funny.
Because
in the technology, you know, in the IT space that I've been in, you know, you were the one that got the list. You
exactly.
were always
yep. the as a manager.
That,
yeah.
yeah, knew who was... being let go, and it was pretty weird to see that and watch that whole thing come about.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I mean, I know we kind of talked about this earlier too, but inflation isn't helping either. and what that's doing is it's allowing companies to say, yeah, maybe we need to save our
tighten up.
Yeah, tighten up where we were, you know, loose before and thinking, oh no, everything's gonna be good.
We need to get the good people. And that's good. We've talked a lot about culture and setting the culture and stuff like this. I think right now is where these companies are going to have to really practice.
Oh, absolutely.
The culture that they're pretending, hopefully not pretending
agree.
To be. They're going to have to actually step up and go, you know, we've made these commitments and we've said this is a great place to work. But goodbye.
Yeah,
you know, they're talking out their mouths, right?
Now it's time to put your ego where your mouth is.
Exactly.
And really understand, like, hey, you know what? We need to make sure that we're there for our people. Maybe, you know, I've seen things in the past of companies, you know, like I said, maybe not laying anybody off, but giving a 20 to 25% decrease in pay for a year or two. And then when they recover, then they reward you back. So, I mean, it just depends on the company and what they're trying to do.
It'll be curious to see. I think the next few years are going to be interesting.
I agree.
I'm an optimist, so I think things will be okay, but we'll see.
I mean, from the engineering side of things, I still think, this is just me, I still think that most people are going to be safe. I do think you will see some layoffs just because maybe there was a little bit of overreach when it came to hiring. Mm-hmm. But I think for the majority, it's still going to be, you're still going to have a lot of supply.
So don't listen to the hype too much. Oh my gosh, the sky's falling. Everybody's letting go of everybody. And
no, I personally, I don't think you're going to. You're still going to see lots of demand for work, but you're going to see companies maybe hire less.
With that said, should a person be looking? Should they be out there? Should they be kind of ready and, you know, send their resume out? Should they be looking? Is that a good idea or is that just fear?
Well, you should always be looking, in my opinion. You should always at least, I don't want to say entertain an offer, but you should always at least have your pulse on what's going on and see what else is out there. So if you're a Salesforce
developer.
Well,
let's face it, that's a lot of the way you make more money. I mean, unfortunately, in this day and age, companies don't really give you a lot of value for being loyal. I mean, unfortunately, yeah, they just don't. It's just how it works. And if you want to make more money, a lot of times you have to go somewhere else.
I mean, I think it depends on where you work. I mean, because there are companies out there that do that.
They'll give you raises and stuff. But for the most part, in the tech space, at least it seems like the last 20 years that I've been in it, if you want to do a really bigger on your money, then you usually have to go to another company. But sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it can vary. Or, I mean, even starting your own, like, consulting firm, I mean, that's definitely something to bring in more side income for you as well.
Do you think more people will be doing that? What do you see? I know you deal with some.
I think, right? If you're more like in a niche technology or niche SaaS,
just really have figured out, dialed in,
then absolutely you're gonna go gangbusters and you're gonna continue to make your money and you're gonna still continue to charge what you charge. But if you're just a run of the mill Java engineer or you know, just starting out, then no, you're gonna have to work your way up.
Yeah, so future, what do you think, future? What's your diagnosis future for technology?
I still think it's going to be status quo. I still think there's going to be plenty of jobs out there, but you're going to have to make sure that you're specialized in certain areas to get more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I don't see, you know, the world falling out with technology and companies, you know, .com busts and crazy stuff like that. I don't see that. We could be wrong, of course, but technology is still moving forward and it's moving at a pretty fast rate, and companies are doing more with less more often.
Well, what you're seeing, and this is just my personal opinion, what I think you will see in the future is you're going to see companies using analytics and business insights to make more data-driven decisions, meaning that if they can say, you know what, we can get this done with more efficiency or less whatever, then that's going to be beneficial and profitable to the company. That's what they're going to do.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting stuff. I mean, this is the new IT, so we're always interested in talking about the future and what's happening in the future. I again, I'm a positive person, and I just see it. There's still a lot going on out there.
Oh, there is.
A lot of people that need folks, and I think the future is pretty bright from the tech space.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going anywhere. We still, again, technology keeps growing.
Exactly.
And we aren't having a lot more people.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm on the engineering side and I'm on more the data side as well. So when I say data-driven decisions, you're getting companies to be able to adopt analytics to say, I'll take candy bars, for example. Which part of the country sells more candy bars than another, and which candy bars sell better in Utah versus New York or Florida or California?
Always gonna need that to have the one.
They're going to be able to make the decisions to say, okay, we need to send more candy bars over here during this time of year because we know that this is going to sell better.
Yeah. Distribution is crazy.
Yeah.
I still don't understand it.
And that's where I think you're going to see
technology is amazing that it can keep track of distribution of all kinds of things.
And that's just, I mean, that's only one example, but I mean, you can do that on everything. Yeah. And having said that, that's where I think you're going to start to see more of the analytics piece become more of a business requirement of what companies are doing and how they're facilitating and how they're becoming more profitable.
I love it. It's interesting. So what do we do now? What do you think? What do we do now? I know we started with that. I want to end with that. What do we do now? Now that we've talked about it, what do people do now? Do they, kind of just to wrap up what we've been talking about, I'm just thinking.
I would say if you're looking for a job, continue to look. If you're getting laid off, then I suggest you start to put feelers out there. Talk to a recruiter, talk to a specific IT recruiter that knows, you know, what it is you do and knows your skill set. I would advise you to continue to make yourself valuable by learning new technologies or learning things that are in your wheelhouse or getting certified.
Yeah.
Those are the types of things that are going to make you more attractive.
And it's been my experience when there are rumors of layoffs, they usually aren't rumors long. So, I mean, unfortunately, if you start hearing through the grapevine that there maybe are layoffs coming, then you should probably pay attention to that. But with that said, just be ready. Be a bad A engineer or whatever. And
have
in
some
the
feelers
space,
out there.
There's always going to be a job, I would say, for most everybody out there, as long as you're a halfway decent programmer or whatever.
We'll say minimum 70%. How about that?
Right. Exactly. I think there's a space for you. So, but be ready. I mean, if the world it cracks a little bit, then be ready for that and just be a step
above. Agile. Be ready to take on something new or try a skill set that maybe now's the time to dive into that you know, programming language or that extra thing that you wanted to try that you've been putting off. Maybe that's something that can differentiate you from everybody else.
Yep. I think good advice. Well, this has been a quick hit from me and Brad, and we will see you next time. You got anything else to
no, I think I'm good. I think I covered it all.
Wrapped off layoffs are coming, maybe not. Be ready. I think as long as you're on fire and you love what you do and are a part of a company that cares, then you should be okay. But if not, there's another place out there for you. So, all right, we will see you next time for the new IT.